Ian, what a night. Historic night.
It was something to remember, that's for sure. I don't think we could have expected, even after a successful, first sort of 5 days, I don't think we could have expected to finish in quite such style. It really was dream-ending.
Jason Kenny now equaling Sir Chris Hoy's record haul of 6 British gold medals at the Olympics.
Yeah, it's quite remarkable. I mean, we knew that he had great form coming here. You just never know how everyone else is going to be. So we were confident that he was in the best shape possible, which is a nice position to be in itself. But until you see how everybody else is going, you don't know what possibilities lie. But, on the first night, it was clearly, first gold medal. And it began, you do begin wondering if he could hold form like that. What sort of bodes for the sprint. And so, he picked his way through the sprint really, really well. And it was a fantastic matchup against Callum in the final. All credit to the boys. The Kieran, though, is a complete lottery, isn't it? But actually, in the event, he really demonstrated his class there. It's Chris managed it in his sort of era, if you like, to sort of boss a Kieran in that way. And Jason really delivered in similar style tonight.
And Laura Trott as well. What a power couple.
Yeah, you talk about bossing a race. I mean, Laura bossed an entire Omnium for 2 days. It was an exemplary performance. She's just thoroughly put everyone to the sword. You might have to check the stats on this, but I'm pretty sure she was top two maybe in pretty much every single event she did, which is a fair record. And she was strong in the sprint events and strong in the endurance events, which is a tough thing to do.
Yeah, every track cyclist here won the medal, which isn't bad for a sporting body, which apparently in crisis before going to the games.
I'm glad you used the word apparently there, because obviously there was lots of stuff in the press, lots of tittle-tattle, lots of allegations flying around. And what we tried to do back in our base in Manchester was just try and keep the path as smooth as possible for the athletes. At the end of the day, the coaches hadn't gone anywhere, the performance support team were the same guys, and just minimise any distractions for the athletes and just keep it as solid as possible. And that was the way in which we approached it, and I think on the back of this week we could say that we've achieved that.
Can I just ask, just finally, where are Jason and Laura now in the list of all-time sporting greats?
I think when you've got accomplishments like that, there's you're never short of a list, are you? There's always someone willing to put together a list or a medal table and all this kind of stuff. I think for their accomplishments, you've got to say they're right up there. I wouldn't like to single out any particular athlete on the team. They're an incredibly talented bunch of athletes. As we've already highlighted, everyone's won a medal this week. That takes some doing, doesn't it? You don't do that by accident. And, if you're that talented and you're that well supported and the opportunity is there and the program's good, then you've got every chance.